Hello, everyone. I hope all of you are in good spirits. My name is Walter Pierce. Years ago, I had a dream of an alley. In this alley was a gallery, overseen by a shadowy figure. This figure could take you into the adventures that were pictured on the wall. I want to take you into those pictures. I told you last month that this month would be a bit different. I want to make this a podcast of unusual true stories, returning to the usual format for the 9th podcast. I may even do this every 8 episodes. I did not receive any stories from you out there, so I must use only my stories, and one story that I read. And I will have to paint these stories for you. So sit back and relax. Close your eyes and enter the gallery of the mind. I used to teach English in Japan. I was in my late 20s then. It was a fun time in my life that I fondly remember. I didn't have much money then, but my work hours were short, so I had plenty of free time. I was immersed in a foreign culture of friendly people, mysterious festivals, and unfamiliar traditions. Just walking down a street could be an adventure, since I could not read most of what was written on the buildings. One of my best friends during that time was another teacher, a Canadian named Stacy. She had an adventurous spirit, just like me. So we'd often pick an adventure and then just do it. Now Stacy didn't like the heat and humidity of the summer days of this island nation. Late evenings and nights were much cooler and the perfect time to search for fun. One evening, we picked a random area of Japan that we had never been to and decided to just see what we could see. We either took a bus or a train or both and just got off at some unknown stop. As we meandered on our journey to nowhere, we came to a temple. It was starting to get dark, but the invitation the temple offered was irresistible. The temple was atop a hill, and there were seemingly 1,000 tiny steps leading up to it. So we climbed the steps to reach the outdoor temple and saw that we were the only ones there. Around us, there were the Asian-style gates, stone statues, and pillars, and empty Asian lanterns with Chinese characters written on them. We looked around at the dark, beautiful trees that were also there. Then I noticed candlelight coming from a little shrine built to the ancestors. The atmosphere and the situation were a bit spooky, so I decided to tell Stacy a scary story as we made our way to the candlelight. I told her of how when I was a child, I used to hear footsteps. When I would wake up in the morning or go to bed at night, I would sometimes lay there listening. And if I did that, then I would always hear footsteps in other rooms. Rooms where there wasn't anyone. As Stacy and I turned away from the candle flame, we noticed how the bright light of the candle had seemingly made everything around us darker. We really couldn't see much now. Stacy commented on the story being my imagination. So I told her that it came to the point where sometimes that I thought I could make the footsteps come by just thinking about them. She kind of laughed, of course. My devilish nature came out, and so I decided to try to scare her. So I said, "Listen." We heard nothing. Then I said, "They're coming. Listen, they're coming." Stacy was silent as the wind blew through the treetops. We focused on the rustling branches. Then it happened. We heard what sounded like something running towards us. It was moving fast, and it sounded large. The next sound was Stacy's scream. She was scared. I was too bewildered to be much of anything. I turned to my right to look. Our eyes were adjusting to the dark, but I didn't see anything. But I didn't have the chance to look for long because Stacy started pushing me in front of her to the left. We were heading for the steps with her kind of hiding behind me and pushing at the same time. Everything was happening so fast, my mind completely focused on the steps as my foot hit the first one. I was moving fast, and it was dark, but I had to be very careful because these steps were tiny. One misstep, and I could go tumbling down the side of the hill. Somehow, we made it to the bottom, and then we started running. When we finally noticed that there was nothing chasing us, we started laughing and asking each other what we thought it was. Maybe it was just a large dog, or a deer, or some other animal. But the timing and the situation made this just bizarre. Draw a picture to represent the story in your mind. Can you see the picture? Let's entitle it Footsteps. The next story is one I read, and it is supposedly also true. It is a story about atavism and the I Ching. Atavism is the belief that man had more animal traits in the past, and that man can bring forth or revert back to the earlier animal traits. The I Ching, the Book of Changes, is a set of 6 2-inch lines drawn one over the other. Each of the lines can either be a continuous line, or it can be missing a middle segment. The continuous lines are called yang lines, and the broken lines are called yin lines. There are 64 possible combinations, and each of these 6-line combinations, hexagrams, represents some meaning. There is a legend that if you close your eyes, imagine a door, and then draw a hexagram on it, and are able to make the door open, then you can see the meaning of the hexagram on the other side of the door. So, there were a group of about 6 people that decided to experiment with this legend. They sat in a room for hours trying to imagine a hexagram on a door. Some were able to imagine the hexagram on the door, but none were able to make the door open. Finally, one woman announced that the door had opened. She began to describe what she saw on the other side of the door as she went through it. She saw herself above a snowy plain. Her attention was brought back, her attention was brought to a pack of wolves. They were running across the plains. She brought herself closer to them and watched their wild, free movements. As she did, her face started to gnarl. As she got closer to the pack, she stopped relaying their movements and began to growl as if she were a wolf. Her friends tried to break her out of her seeming trance, but they could not. They tried to shake her, but she was unresponsive to that. Also, somehow her strength had increased to the point where it took all of the guys to control her. And they were only able to control her because she was sitting cross-legged and unable to uncross her legs at the time. Finally, she was brought back to her senses. She couldn't account for what had happened to her. She did say that when she saw those wolves, she remembered when she was a little girl and she had seen a pack of wolves running in Siberia. She had wanted so much at that time to run with them. She had wanted so much to be one of them. They did ask her which hexagram she had picked to put on the door. It turns out that she had picked the 49th hexagram, which is called Ko. The meaning of the hexagram was change or revolution. I always thought this story was intriguing, so I believe that it is the perfect story for the Gallery of the Mind. I hope you enjoyed it. The next story is completely mine, and it is completely true. I was newly married and in America again. My wife was a woman that I had met in Kyoto, Japan. Because she was a foreigner, we had to fill out a lot of immigration paperwork and have a lot of medical checks done. One of the things we had to do was deliver a packet of information to an office located in Atlanta, Georgia. To make things move along more smoothly, my wife and I decided to take a few days off and drive to Atlanta. It would be about a 6-hour drive and would make for an interesting road trip. I'm not sure how long we actually took to get there because we were not really in a hurry. We were stopping whenever there was something we saw that was interesting. Well, we finally got to Atlanta and got to a hotel. It was the first time in Atlanta for the both of us, so we were anxious to see as much as we could before we had to get back to work. We were so excited that we didn't want to sleep that night. We went for a walk kind of late. It was maybe around 9 or 10 at night. We walked and talked and just looked at the buildings around us. The wind was cool and the day had been hot. It just felt good to be walking. Anyway, we finally headed back to the hotel. Then my wife asked me a question as we walked back. She thought that it was odd that there were a group of 4 to 6 old women out so late. I told her that I hadn't seen any old women. She said that they were in back of the building we had just passed. I again told her that there were no women. I think we walked back so that I could show her. It was a quiet night, and I was certain that there were no women talking behind the building we had just passed. We didn't see any women when we went back there, but we did notice that the building was a funeral home. We both were a little freaked out, but it wasn't really a scary feeling, at least for me. It was more of an amazement of the mysteries that this world holds. There are so many things far beyond the mundane, and yet most focus on the boring and complain about life. They lose interest and make themselves miserable. Anyway, how would you paint a picture to represent that story? What would you put in the picture? And what would you title it? I would draw a picture of ladies gathered, enjoying a conversation. I would entitle it A Social Spectacle, or something similar. I know that story was pretty weird, and I bet you think it is unusual. But then, when you ask people if they have some unusual or inexplicable story, they almost always do. It makes you wonder just how many strange, unusual stories are out there. And it also makes you wonder whether or not unusual is the wrong word to describe them. Maybe the stories should simply be called stories that are just not often talked about. If you have a good story, please share it with me. You can write me at webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. That's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Or you can visit my website, galleryofthemind.com. Please come. You may find yourself staying there for a while. After all, the abbreviation for my site is GOTM. Got 'em. Okay, one more story, and I'll let you go for the night. This story happened about 3 years or so ago. It's another one that involves my wife. She is very intuitive and seems to be a magnet for this type of stuff. In the last story, you'll notice that she is the one that saw the ladies. Anyway, imagine a dark movie theater that is sparsely filled. My wife and I have entered the theater and have gotten a good seat with no one else really near us. As we are sitting there, I see a hand out the corner of my eye. It comes between my wife and myself. I turn to look at it, and there is nothing there. Now you may be saying that was my imagination. You may be saying that is not impressive. But there is one more piece. There is one more strange fact that you do not know. You see, as I turned to look at the hand, my wife turned to look at it too. She turned with a start. She had not seen the hand, but she had felt it touch her. It scared her. As she was looking around, there was no one there. There was no one in the chair behind us, and there was no one hiding behind us. There was just no one there. What kind of picture would you draw for this? And what would you title it? Well, thank you for visiting with me tonight for this special 8th podcast of the Gallery of the Mind. And please join me next month for the usual format. I'll leave you with my theme poem the Gallery of the Mind. Good night, everyone.
Gallery of the Mind. I am but a shadow in a moonlit alley, a lonely place called the Gallery of the Mind. Images line the walls for you to see. So come, dear soul, and spend some time. Step into the pictures and walk the sights. The imagination explores with a body so still, flowing with the scenes of dark and light. You swim the colors controlled by my will. I take you to horror and bring you to bliss, blending you with places you've never known, whisking you away on the wings of a wish, subtly replacing your thoughts with my own. Sensations overwhelm and sweep you away, moving ever faster on a painted stream. Poetically entranced, you long to stay, imprisoning yourself within a dream. Whenever you come, part of you stays with me, and my world is left a little less lonely.